Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
8 minutes past 10 on 2FM this Thursday morning. I'm joined by Sean McCannon and Nicola Hughes. Welcome, Sean. Welcome, Nicola.
Hello. Good
okay,
to
so you guys, it's good to have you here. You guys are part of a new programme called Exiles, which starts on RT2 tonight.
Yeah.
Now, we need one of you to give us the kind of the nutshell of it, what the hell it is. Now, Nicola, why don't you try that?
It was basically six Irish people who were exiled to Canada and putting a heist together and just told to go for it, follow your dreams, like, literally, here you go,
Here's a house, go
yeah,
and find
here it is, work.
You all have, there's six of you, so you all have different aspirations and different hopes.
Yeah, for sure.
So you were sent over to live in I presume it's a lovely house, Sean, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it was really
Describe
really nice.
The house to me.
It was beautiful, like when you went in, it was kind of overwhelming, you know, that type of way.
Yeah.
And we're just so lucky and blessed that we were able to have the opportunity to go over and do this.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Did you know, did any of you know each other before you went over?
I went to school with one of them.
Was
I
one
went
of
to school
them?
With India, mm. and then I didn't know anybody else, so.
Okay, and what school did you go to?
I went to Sutton Park.
Sutton Park, and India was there too.
It was indeed, yeah.
And Nicola, do you knew one or two
I
of
knew
the others?
Jade, yeah.
Okay, so those
So yeah, we went to, oh no, we didn't actually go to school together, we were just quite close friends.
We knew each other.
So yeah.
So you go into the house, is it a Big Brother vibe, or is it more, I mean, do you all have to get on, or?
Well, you see, the thing is that, like, we all have really, really big personalities, and we're big characters, and then when you throw six people into a house together, and
you
kind of, like, you know, get along, it's not the easiest, and for the likes of me and Nicola, we have quite a hard outer shell,
yes.
So, you know, you get...
you get on each other's nerves.
Yeah, we clash.
Are you admitting that the two of you mightn't get on all the time?
No, at the start it was hard. Yeah, at the start we killed each other.
You were just annoying each other.
Yeah.
You
it's
had
really
habits.
It's really hard, yeah. Living with five people you've never met before halfway across the world. So, like, we didn't get on most of the time, to be honest.
But you see, the thing is like, you kind of grow together as the show grows, too.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you start warming to each other a little bit more because you kind of say... you kind of have to get on in that kind of sense.
Yeah, well, you're stuck living there, aren't
and
you?
As well as that, like, being in Canada, there's no crack, kind of like how the Irish people have it. So.
No crack in Canada.
No crack in Canada.
There's actually a lot of crack in Canada.
Yeah, well, I can imagine. It depends on what crack we're talking about and what time of the day we're talking about. Canada, I don't want to be mean about Canada, but you do feel that Canada gets an image as being quite straight.
Mm,
and I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of...
Stiff, like.
Little
yeah.
bit.
It's a beautiful place, it's absolutely gorgeous, but it's not really somewhere you want to go to party. It's somewhere you want to go to kind of chill out or retire. Or like sightsee.
That's great. The Canadian tourist board. Come to Canada to retire. Come to Canada where the crack is about 42.
No, in saying that, I have a lot of friends.
Insane. Here we go, clawing back. What I meant by saying it's
a
dull
friends
place.
That live there that like, yeah. like chilled people. That's what Canada is. It's chilled.
Okay, so it's not a place for the highly strong. Let's go out and do stuff.
No,
it's quite outdoorsy. Like they're really into fitness and
It sounds like hell. Now tell me, Sean. What was your dream or job? What were you pursuing out there?
So the whole thing is I did a move first. So I moved to New York when I was 19.
Yeah.
And I started going over there and I wanted to pursue a fashion career. And I started working for a fashion designer and I did that for about the guts of 2 years.
Yes.
And then I got, you know, approached to do this show. And they said, you know, like, we would like to see if you could do the same thing that you did in New York and do it in Canada.
Okay.
So, you know, I... did it in New York, so I was like, all right, you know, I'll be able to do it in Canada, it'll be easier. But then the thing is that you go to Canada and it's much smaller, you know, fashion scene than there is in New York.
You can imagine.
So it's actually much harder.
You've gone from the capital of world fashion in New York to a regional outpost, if that, of world fashion in Canada.
Yeah, and then as well as that, you kind of come with a New York attitude, which is quite hard and...
Sassy
and... maybe a little bit cocky, and you know, you're kind of, it's good that I can see and look back on it and be kind of taken down a peg or two.
And were you, I mean, what a good analogy given the job you do. I mean, were you taken down a peg or two?
Yeah, for sure. Like, it was big. The thing is like, we can all say, that wasn't me, and you know, blah, blah, blah. But you see, it is a good depiction of who we are as people. Like, I mean, it was filmed on a big base of time, and you can't say I didn't say it because they have it on camera because you did say it.
You did say it, so it's all there. Because didn't you have to do a big pitch at one stage?
Yeah.
And that must have been quite daunting.
Yeah, it's just hard, and you know, we put ourselves out there, we did put ourselves out there, you know, to be judged as well, and
Oh, wait till I see it tonight. I presume you're on Twitter.
Yeah.
Prepared to have your innards feasted upon.
Yeah, well, you see, the thing
is... Yeah, good luck with that, by the way.
The thing is like, when you put yourself out there, you know, we have to, obviously, we're trying to pursue this career, and we're all trying to do our
own. Yeah, you've put your head above the parapet so you can judge and be judged, and that's what's going to happen with the programme. Nicola, we know you from Made in Chelsea before this.
Yes, I'm used to the ridicule already.
I presume there's somebody out there compliments people on Twitter, do they?
They actually do, yeah. It's very mixed. Like, I've gotten... A lot of good.
How did you
end
up in Made in Chelsea?
Because I'm dating one of the cast members, so they follow their lives. So, and I was a part of his life. So,
but you met Alex.
Yeah.
In Nace at a nightclub.
Yeah.
Right, because he was doing one of those Made in Chelsea public appearances where they go and make a few quid by showing up and get their pictures taken with everyone at a disco.
Yeah.
And you're one of the creatures.
No.
What were you doing?
I was not.
Were you one of the groupies hanging out?
No, myself and Kerry Nicole, another model in Ireland, got hired to go down.
Oh, you were working?
Yeah.
Oh, she's just a working girl.
I know.
Okay, gotcha. So I thought you might have been getting your picture taken.
Thank God, that'd be mortifying.
It would be a little bit. So you were modelling at the time, and you met Alex, and what happened?
Met him in Nace, and then he stayed in Dublin.
Go back to the... He met you, and then...
Oh, that night?
Yeah.
He claims that I chased him, but it was fully him. Like, he chased me around the nightclub, like, he'll kill me for doing this, but he did.
It's true.
It is true.
Yeah.
I was going to go home that night. Kerry actually ended up going home. I was going to give her a lift, and then, I don't know, got my arm twisted and stayed on for the night.
Stayed in... Where'd you stay?
We stayed in the Nace Court, and then he came up to Dublin for 3 days afterwards.
You're very honest about that, aren't you? I like that. There's no messing there. Yeah, we just...
Why not?
Exactly. It's fun. And you stayed the night there, so the next day...
And then he was meant to go home with a friend of his, and then they ended up staying for 3 days in Dublin, which is fun.
You're like a siren dragging the sailor onto the rocks and dumping him from Chelsea to Nace. Made in Nace. No, made
Very
in Chelsea,
different.
Unmade in Nace.
Oh, God.
Okay, so when you were going out, when you started dating him, you knew then that you were going to have to become part of a television phenomenon, which is Made in Chelsea. I mean, were you up for that? Well, you obviously were up for that.
Well, originally... I didn't actually know I was going to be part of it because I'm from Ireland. I didn't really know that I would have involvement in it, but I was going out for quite a while until I actually did join the show. Like, I met him in August, and then I didn't join till January, end of January.
And do they sign you up then? Is that how they do it?
Yeah,
did you have to sign a form to say you can do whatever you want?
I don't know about signing that type of form, but yeah, there's certain certain procedures that you have to go through to involve yourself in the show.
Okay, and you went through those procedures, and now you're part of... How old are you?
25.
25. Oh, God, no. You're not getting any younger.
No, it's really upsetting.
when you're in the program, you have, you know, everyone watches you, and they love... I know this because I have a teenager who loves this program, and so I hear things. She talks about them sometimes as if they're personal friends.
Yeah, people get very involved.
That's what I'm saying. Mm. And people of all... Do you watch it, Sean?
I've watched some of it.
I've watched
the start of it.
You know what we're talking about. Because I haven't seen too much of it, but I know a lot about it because of the papers and conversation.
Yeah.
And what strikes me is that people of all ages and all backgrounds watch it. I mean, this isn't just for a certain demographic.
It's massive viewing, it's very popular.
So you've barred Alex, apparently, from talking to Jess, another girl on the show. You called her a little flirty shit.
Yeah.
Why?
Because she is a little flirty shit.
Why? What does she do to annoy you?
I never barred him from talking to her. He just chose not to, judging by my reaction to what she has done. She's just quite inappropriate, I guess, with men, so...
All men?
Yeah.
And what's that got to do with you?
Because she's been inappropriate with Alex.
Oh, as well.
Yeah.
And she's getting a little too close for comfort for your liking.
A little too close for comfort.
So
I like to stand my ground.
I can well imagine. So you shot him the filthy of filthies, which made him think, I'm not talking to her again if I get that look again, because I might actually turn to stone.
It's not really worth it for him to talk to her, to be honest.
Okay, yeah. There's a chill in the air, isn't there, Sean?
I'm just saying nothing.
You're a wise man. Jeez, I wonder who survived in Vancouver. Okay, and he's got another ex-girlfriend called Binky.
He does, yeah.
And how'd you get on with her?
I think he's really sweet, yeah.
Oh, you're all good there.
We've been building our bridges and working together.
Oh, the bridges were broken?
At the start, yeah. They were a little broken, but okay. We're mending them.
She's quite the character, aren't you? All right. Chelsea, of course, in London. What a gorgeous part of the world in around there. So do you live there?
I do, yeah. We actually live in Chelsea. It's amazing. I love living in London. I miss Ireland, though, more than anything. I'm so happy to be home for the summer.
What do you miss about it?
It's my home, all my friends, my family. It's my comfort zone.
You're a home bird.
Yes,
I can hear it in your voice. I'm one myself, so I know I can I can sense it from you. You just want to be those feels and be able to just call over to your mum and
have a cup of tea.
And I think you're even getting a little emotional talking about it. What's wrong with you? You need to come home, Lassie. Come home. All right, Sean, what about the future then? You've done your filming, obviously. And
I did indeed.
And we're happy to get the hell out of Canada. Sounds like the pair of you are happy enough to fly home.
I mean, so I'm living in New York now. And I go
you are?
Yeah, and I go back again in 2 weeks. So I'm looking forward to just go back and get back to work.
You strike me as a New York type of guy.
Yeah.
I think Dublin is too small for you.
Well, we'll see.
And
we'll
I think that's lying. Hey, listen, Dublin can't handle your shoes today, Sean.
Yeah.
They
are great shoes. Would you describe them for us, Nicola?
You could probably knock someone out with them. They're Christian Louboutin, aren't they?
Are they? Show me the sole. I didn't see them. They got the red sole.
They've
the
studs over them. They're fantastic.
So they're black leather with the metal studs all over them. So that'll set you back the best part of what? If you were to buy them off the street, not off the street in the shop.
I don't think you can buy these shoes off the street.
But it would be more than a grand? More than two? Wow. Just about 1,500 quid.
Uh-huh.
Thereabouts. You know, I interviewed Christian Louboutin on the TV show once. Yeah, and one of my sisters gave me a pair of shoes and said, please get him to sign them, which he did. But I thought, what an odd thing to do.
Yeah.
But he does, because he's an artist. So an artist will sign the shoes. So are they your proudest pair of shoes that you're very favourite?
Yeah, no, I like them, yeah.
Recent buy, though, he has like those exact shoes in colours, like multicoloured. They're amazing.
Why have you gone all quiet, Sean?
No, but I mean, when you work in the fashion industry, you get things for free, so.
Oh, so you're okay.
So just let's get that clear. clear that out.
The vulgarity of money is not appealing to a fashionista.
Nobody likes to talk about money.
That's for sure. Okay, we'll take that on the chin. So, Sean, the future for you then is New York City and the fashion world, correct? Yeah. Nicola, what's the future hold for you apart from getting the hell home to Ireland after
The future for me, well, now
you're a model.
Are you? I don't really model anymore.
That's how you met your man.
I'm getting a bit old.
You're not getting old.
The future for me, well, this summer I kind of have most of it off, so with this show, with the Exiles airing at the moment, I've been building a showreel, so I'm hoping to maybe get an agent and actually still pursue presenting.
I may not
be any good at it, but I want to try it out and experience a few things and like work for people.
Yes.
And just build it up as much as I can, and I may as well try, and if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. That's kind of how I see things, I guess.
Okay, I think you'll be back in Ireland within a year. Exiles starts tonight at 9 o'clock on RT2. It's a double bill. Will you be watching with your friends and family, or
I'll be watching by myself under the covers.
Are you a bit nervous about it?
Yeah, sure, we'll see.
Listen, you've got to embrace
it
and have
salt.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's all
a bit of fun. I mean, at the end of the day, anybody that takes reality TV too seriously needs a reality check.
Exactly.
Okay,
words of wisdom.
Straywave Media put this together. They're the people who brought us Fade Street, so that might be of interest to you. So, Exiles, RT2 tonight at 9 o'clock. Did you want to say something else before we go?
No.
All right.
That's all.
They're having a little head-to-head there. 21 minutes past 10 on 2FM. Back after this.